This is Ted Kennedy. Voter registration laws are a national disgrace. Does Senator Al Simpson like them that way? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, as the election campaign heats up, a chronic problem of American democracy comes into focus again. Archaic laws that cut voter turnout by making voter registration an obstacle course for millions of Americans. Too often, registration offices aren't accessible. Either they're located too far downtown, or they're not open on weekends or evenings, or even at lunch hour. Sometimes they shut down months before Election Day. Year after year, we tolerate restrictions that no other democracy in the world would accept, Al. It's preposterous in the computer age that we still register voters by Stone Age techniques. No wonder turnout on Election Day is so low. If people can't register, they can't vote. Can't we agree that it's time for a change? Both parties win, and democracy wins too, when registration is used to invite voters in instead of locking them out.
Ted, you're on the right track, but as usual, it goes around the bend and out into left field. Voters aren't turning out because they're turned off by all of the goofy stuff in the campaign process. They are offended by candidates who say nothing and never give an honest answer. They want to see the kind of campaign and PAC reform proposed by Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. But since the Democrats control the Senate agenda, you won't let us have a vote on it. Ronald Reagan has crowded more voters into the voting booth than any recent candidate. He gave voters a reason to be excited and enthused. He stood for something. We need to give voters a reason to vote, and that won't happen with some simple-minded change where we have roving banks of registrars out trying to sign up names on tombstones. Give them candidates who don't BS them, and they'll vote. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Michael Dukakis's Pollution of Boston Harbor. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.